this Fast Texas thing, what is this all about?
It is a study that is comparative in nature that looks at districts in terms of their spending and in terms of their academic performance. And it is relatively comprehensive, I would say, and entails a significant amount of data. It was initiated at the state comptroller's office, and so there's a lot of information available through the report.
So when people see that College Station ISD gets 3.5 stars, what does that mean?
Well, you have to look at it in terms of academic performance and spending. I think you also have to look at it in terms of the current tax rate. And so I think you have to look at it in light of three different filters. And also, let me quickly say, the report is brand new. We didn't have access to it prior to anyone else having access to it. So we're still studying it and determining exactly what it means. So when it says that we have 3.5 stars, and you look at our academic performance as well, our progress, according to this report anyway, our composite academic progress score is that we outperform 92% of the other districts in Texas. So that would be very, very strong in terms of academic performance. In terms of our group, I think that we're compared to the strongest. In terms of our spending at 3.5 stars, the highest score that you could get, or the best score I guess you could get, would be 5. We're at 3.5. What that tells me is that we have spent a little more money than some, but that our payoff at the end is strong student performance. I would also quickly say, I don't know how you can calculate all of this without looking at the tax rate. And our tax rate for maintenance and operations is $1. And that is one of the best in the state. Most districts have levied more tax than College Station ISD has. And so in looking at those three things, I think the news is very positive related to the FAST report for College Station ISD. Clearly, our students are performing well as compared to others. And while our spending per student may be a little higher, the payoff at the end is we have very, very strong student performance. And at the same time, maintaining a tax rate, a maintenance and operations tax rate, that is low as compared to many, many other school districts. And, you know, you can go look at the report if you just go to fasttexas.org, I think it is, see how we compare, and you can kind of come up with your own analysis if you want to do that as well. But that is our initial analysis. And honestly, not having spent a significant amount of time yet analyzing it and studying it.
I guess the only subjective or philosophical question to pose to you is this going to be a worthwhile tool?
I think it is. Yeah, I do. I think it's going to be a worthwhile tool that allow us to see, certainly on the report, it has some of the smart practices listed there. It has comparative data. We can look at those students and study, or some of the districts that have similar demographics to us and whose students are performing well and their costs are spending money efficiently. I think, yeah, certainly it would be a useful tool for us and other school districts.